Oh, back in those days, one of the great meeting places for the girls on a Friday night was the old Sussex Hotel in Sussex Street.
Yes.
You'd walk in there and you wouldn't find a male anywhere in the place. It really was, a place where the crowd that I was involved with anyhow used to drink.
And that was usually on a Friday night?
Friday night was the night.
That was the girls' night?
That was the girls' night.
And how did you know to go there?
Well, my twin sister is also gay. And okay. she was living here a year before I was, so that made it relatively easy.
Yeah.
I didn't have to, because back in those days you couldn't walk up to somebody and say hi. You're gay? No, well, there was no such word as gay then. Gay meant happy. Mm.
So when you were going there, had you already been in relationships with other women?
No, not at that time.
But you knew you were a lesbian.
Yes,
and you. So you went there. So what was it like? What would happen there?
Ah, we used to have fun, of course. Music, they always had the music. Everybody used to sing. Back in those days, we could. You'd drink, you'd party. When the pub closed, you'd always go back to somebody's flat. You know, mm-hmm. everybody lived relatively in the city.
Yes.
And a whole group of you would... And we had a couple of girls that lived out in the suburbs, and so they'd always stay on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't get home or anything like that. And it was a case of, in those days, make your own fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids of today don't realise how lucky they are. Everything's put on for them.
Yeah.
We had to make our own fun.
And was Stella there at the pub at that time, the publican, or did she come later?
Oh, that would have been much later.
That was much later.
This is back in 62.
So that was, the other days of the week it was just a...
I worked around the corner, and one of my friends, a gay guy, worked over the road, so we would often pop in there, and there'd be an odd, you know, one or two people there during the week, but Friday night was the night. Yes.
So was it? Did you throughout the week look forward to Friday night? It was.
Oh yes, that was one night when you could be yourself.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was a very uptight city in those days.
Mm.
Queers, as they were called, just weren't tolerated.
Mm.
Although you could, you know, sometimes. If we were feeling very expansive, we'd go to the Farlett's Hotel.
Which one was that?
Farlett's, Pharlett's.
Oh, yeah.
It was a straight pub, but a group of us used to go there because back in those days also, you worked in the city, you were dressed.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
you
that's more, right.
Even more hat and gloves to work, my God.
Mm.
And so sometimes we're feeling very expansive. We'd go to the Farlett's, you know, and that was... you know, that was a bit,
sort of
we'll show
classy,
them off. We are
all
very classy, but a lot different to the Sussex.
Where was the Farlett's? That was in Turner's.
In Margaret Street, yes.
Okay.
Up in Margaret Street.
And so a group of you'd go there, and if you went to the Farlett's, you wouldn't show overtly that you were...
Oh, no. No, one didn't. No. One did not
That's
in those
right.
days.
No.
It just was not done.
And would you be dressed in your work clothes?
Yes.
So they would have been all, like... Girls, women's clothes.
Yes, women's clothes.
Yes.
Mm. I mean, you didn't... I mean, jeans were a thing that you wore maybe on the weekends, you know. It was all... You worked in the city, you dressed.
Mm.